Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on line. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long.
Wonderful. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio and Cosmic Philosopher. And I am the host, Tim Albert. Good to be here again. I have very, very important things to talk about. And I want you to listen to what I'm saying and remember that I am not here to tell somebody to believe anything. Just think about it. And I want to tell you, you probably, if you're someone who devote to think and internalize your spirit to know what's going on your inside, because if you do internalize yourself and know a lot about yourself, you will understand very well about what I'm going to say. This thought, you've heard the saying, made by some people. I think you have. If you have not, I'm going to tell you what it is and why it is interesting. Runs a lot deeper than, you know, simple somebody just say it. But this is the saying. You don't know what you're missing. If somebody tells you about an item that they use, is something that they frequently buy, and how wonderful that thing is. Anything at all. So the next person says, oh yeah? It's that good. And of course, this is a situation where this person who said has been using this product. And now recommending the product and not selling it. You know, it's just through conversation. It is being brought up. And this user find so much virtue in this product. Where I am going with this, I don't want to delay with where I'm going with this. I'm going into the psychological part of our humanity. And listen, I want you to know very well that I'm not talking about white people who are off-breed sapien species. I'm not talking about white people that we know today are talking and look like humans, like African hybrid people. I'm not talking about them because they have screwed up civilization. In that, take it straight from the historic record. Hominid are the first humans going back 3.5 to 4 million years. These white people that we see here today, their evolutionary process began as ape-like upright walking human beings. Later on, they are known as a subgroup, Homo erectus. And a whole lot of evil things that they have done and done to the sapien species. So they are hominid, ape-like, humans, right? First to walk upright as human, but they're ape-like. That's 100% what the world history textbook says. And there is nothing you can bring to make that untrue or in any kind of way, I mean, bring it down to less than what one might think. You just can't change this. It's history. Clear cut history. Don't bring the Bible come, because the Bible is not history when it comes to like creation of the universe. It's not history at all. And listen, I have a very strong passion about this and hatred about what I am saying. But I am not doing anything besides speaking with a passion for what I have read, and that if somebody is to prove me wrong, they'll have to bring the actual edition of the World History textbook and prove it wrong. Okay? What I'm trying to tell you here about somebody says, you don't know what you're missing. You know, we have the senses that gives us memory. we remember things. And that is one of the greatest virtue and ability that the gods give to us, and even to animals as well. They have memory of things. Like from year or, you know, a few years ago, if they're living, you know, long. So, talking about us civilized people, when we begin to forget some things, and sometimes we forget some things, and it's not like anything necessarily wrong with our memory, but some things that are not that we don't sense a passion for, you know, we just don't think about it for a while. Don't come to mind. It's not anything you want, feel like you want, and stuff like that. So some things we forget. But let's say something we forget may turn out to be when we were acquainted with it and probably used something like it or so, may come to a time where that product improved a lot. You know what I mean? And you may find somebody and you're talking and then they tell you about that product and say, oh, and then you remember and say, oh, I mean, quite a long while now, I have connected with that that product, but I haven't, you know, dealt with it for a long time. So this person said, well, you probably need to go back and, you know, check it out, because now, you know, I can't do without it now, and things like that, right? But I can draw even a stronger, I can draw a stronger reference to fit what I'm saying about you don't know what you're missing. There are some other things that you probably have not used, and somebody in conversation bring it up to you and begin to tell you about it. And speaking of how wonderful this product is, and, you know, and say, oh my gosh, yeah, you don't know what you're missing, man. You should try it. All right. Now, they're not selling you anything. We just want to talk about, let's say, when your mind either forget about something or you never have an acquaintance with this. And somebody's saying to you, oh, by you not, you know, enjoying some of that, you know, you don't know what you're missing. Now, which part of your, I'm going to tell you, but I could also pose it in a question at the same time. Which, where on your civilized body, where on your body you think that is directed at? What part of your body should give you concern about something when it comes to you never know, or you knew somehow, but you have not been in the know lately? You are not updated, in other words. I'm going to tell you which part of our system, and I'm not talking to you like you don't know what I'm saying. Just know that I'm talking to people all around the world. So when I'm saying this, I am not speaking like nobody don't know but me. I'm not No, I'm not into that type of a frequency at all. What I want to bring to your attention is one specific thought, and that is our brain that does the work, the thinking, that without the brain function naturally, not like the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2, 13 and 14, that your mind must be unnatural to understand knowledge. Particularly the Bible, you know. I don't know if you have ever read that scripture and familiar with it. Where, as a Christian, you have got to know that. The Bible tells you, your mind must be kept in a position that is unnatural. That's what the Bible says. And if you don't know, as a Christian, you ought to know what that Bible says, because I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of people out there, if they hear what I am saying and they are affected by what I'm saying, that your mind has to be unnatural to understand the things of the Bible. You know, that many people have questioned, many people have dumped the Bible because of that. Such as I am, because I realize in the English language, let's say that those of us use English language, even in other languages, you may be bilingual and able to understand, you know, English and other languages. So, in any language, natural and unnatural would be defined as the same in any language, right? Unnatural is unnatural, unnatural, and unnatural is natural. In any language, you would get the same effect, because we're dealing with the same earth world and physics, you know, science, effects of life, gravity remain the same, right? So natural is natural, unnatural is unnatural. When it comes to the working of our minds, our consciousness causing us to know things, what is directing us and stuff like that, if we lose our sense that make us cognizant, we are in the know. If we lose that, you know, the virtue of life is just about over. We need to know what we are thinking and what we are doing. We supposed to know that. But if you get drunk and your mind is not showing you things in a sensible way, and that you are coherent, the virtue of life is gone. You know, you won't be able to function as a civilized person who know the difference between that and this. All right, so I'm coming to you now about, you don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're missing when you're under a forgetful spell. When you forget something, you are not connected to that thing. Because you are not thinking of it. It's like, it's not in your conscious basin, right? In your mind chamber. It's not, it It's in there, but it must be hiding someplace. But you're not aware of it right now. All right. Now, whenever you take some drug or something, whether it's liquid or it's something else, but if you take away the essence of consciousness from your mind, the organs, the brain organs that allowed us to think and to know things, to keep things under control. When our minds become unnatural, it means that the mind doesn't function properly, because it is a psychological or intangible place, and information are stored, as it were, in the brain electronic circuits, so that we have poor brain function, you know, that deals with intangible meaning of things. All right? And if, when it is required, like you're driving and you need to keep your attention on where you're going, good. If you can gaze away and your attention is being held too long where you're gazing, and you get into a crash, because all it takes for like split second and you lose enough control where you get into serious trouble. All right. So what it means, you don't know what you're missing. Sometimes it is not something serious that somebody may be talking. But just think about it. Any important thing that you're not thinking about, and you should be thinking about, it is to your detriment. It is to your detriment. It's the reason why we'll make note of things, you know, write on the calendar and stuff like that, to remind ourselves. Because if you have your important date, appointment, and you miss it, you mess up a lot of things for yourself if you don't fill that appointment. And it is so important that many businesses that we would often set an appointment to go to this business, and let's say it may be a connection with the business that you need to go there and talk to somebody. All right? And let's say the business set the time. So you have to remember to come in to that important appointment. All right. If you forget it, you miss it, oh gosh, then you may lose the opportunity of what lies in you carrying out that appointment, you know, because there's a reason why you need to fill the appointment. It's right. It's a business transaction of some kind. So I want to, I'm directing what I'm saying to how can your mind be unnatural, which means not functioning well. That's what it means for your, what did I say it is? Intangible. The works that go on in our brain, and I'm going to tell you what part of the brain I'm talking about. If it is not functioning naturally, something is wrong. And you look up what I am saying and see what the word, the meaning of the word is that represents our brain function. And that when the mind, that, well, you can, you know, that big mass is under our skull, our brain, right? And you just imagine, just like your computer is working, and look, you have to take care of the computer, because if you damage what's going on the inside, the electronic circuitry and stuff like that, a whole bunch of relays and stuff, very sophisticated stuff going on in your computer, why it works. It has memory and all that by which it works. All right, similar to your brain. Now, you want to make some virus get into your computer? Would you say if you have a computer that is, you know, I mean, susceptible to virus, because I know expensive computer don't pick up virus, as far as I am told. So what I'm trying to say to you is that our brain, there is a mass of what we'd call, you know, the marrow, they call it like the brain marrow or whatever it is. But that stuff that constitutes our brain, it doesn't have no nuts or no bolts or no like that. It's not anything that what is working inside of this whole arrangement of the head is a very, very serious thing. So dear, these uncivilized white people write a Bible trying to convert people, telling you that, oh, those old bunch of sodomites, old bunch of nonsense that they write in the Bible and say that is the words of Jesus and stuff like that. Until you say it is for you to understand them jerk of a stuff that they, I mean, uncivilized stuff they're writing in the Bible, they are telling you that your mind has to be unnatural for you to understand it. And those things clearly don't make any sense and is clearly fraud and lie that they are telling and committing. When they say your mind must be unnatural to understand these awful, dreadful, evil things that they are telling you, your mind must be unnatural to understand. It means, yes, they are knocking our brain off the right frequency. Because the brain is a mass of solid, you know, fleshy kind of element. Okay? And it won't make any sense. If you look at, you know, a surgeon maybe, you know, trying to work on help somebody brain to work a little bit and stuff like that, they have electronic stuff. That's the intangible, tangible things that are going on in your brain, and you have a spirit to connect with that, you know, this mysterious setting of our brain. You see, it's just like the powerhouses, the power electric posts out there, with sometimes they have some huge canister or something like that that has, you know, the canister has some things in there to let the electric current go through, you know, and we can get energy, electric energy, to run our things that we use. I want you to look at what I'm saying about the Bible that says, I tell you, 1 Corinthians 2, right? And you read all the way up to 13 and 14 verse, and they tell you clearly, clearly, that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of God. Because if you don't know why people, after they tell us all of their faggot, old bunch of nonsense, they call that the word of God, the inspired word of God. And what God is talking about? A God that nobody has ever seen, but the idiot, so many times, go in the Bible and write things that show that God is not really a spirit. Because there's no way a God of spirit would do the kind of things that they are writing about the spirit God. So if you don't understand the kind of world that we are living in with these white people and what white people perception is of the world that we are living in, and they are using the civilized things that the gods established on earth for civilized society. White people are not civilized society. Just understand that. Because if they're going to tell you, just as your computer cannot work with infectious elements in the computer, you know, infectious things that stop your computer from working. The files are, you know, no good and no more unless you fix that computer. So, would you say that when a computer is infected with those things that they call, that breaks down your computer. When you pick up these viruses, is your computer natural? If it's working in any kind of way, but is it natural or unnatural in that state when it has the virus? Is it natural with the virus or is it unnatural with the virus? All right. Well, just as how you cannot work the computer that has the virus, your files are contaminated. You can't use, you know, the file as it is because it gets corrupted. You will have to go work on the computer and fix it. All right. When our brain is not understanding something, can you go ahead and do what you don't understand? No, even things that you did understand. Right now, you're confused. Can you do it? No. If you go into any kind of you get tired or something that, you know, you're not in a thinking mood or something like that. When you're not in a clear channel thinking and you can't deal with no business, da, 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 is your mind unnatural or natural? When you are not able to think about something now, it's like your mind just feels tired or, you know, stuff like that. You don't want to deal with no technical thing right now. You know, your head is like not in a good position for that. Is your brain, like the Bible says, unnatural when you are not in the mood of handling critical things. Just think about that. It is, you're talking about your computer is doing an intangible thing. It is thinking, and it is doing things based on how it is programmed to function. When it is not functioning right, is it in that state natural or unnatural? So we are dealing with the intangible element of the computer that you can't go in there and do it. You cannot go inside of the computer and do the things you are using the computer to do. You can't go in there and go do it. No. So neither can anybody go into your brain and make you think right. Your brain has to be functioning right. Like, you're not half asleep. You're not half drunk. You know, you're not under drugs and stuff like that. You must give yourself nutrients to put your mind in, you know, make your mind healthy, right? Make your mind strong, working on your perceiving things properly. You are adding and, you know, calculating properly. You know, your judgment is sharp, it's spontaneous, and your wits. When it is working like that, is it unnatural or natural? So will you agree that your mind has to be natural? It can in no way at any time function unnaturally, and you take on critical things to do. You agree with that? All right. Well, you go read the Bible. It's a Christian Bible, what people revere and stuff like that. You know, this is one of the outrageous things that they wrote in the Bible. These Sodomite white people, the Christian people now, they didn't make a mistake. What they are saying and telling you that your mind must be on, they're telling you all of these Sodomite concept things that this is how they come into the world to turn the world over into sodomy culture. And they want African people to become Christian. When they tell you that you must be saved and all the thing that, where the story of Jesus is coming from, it has nothing to do with African people. But they bring it in to our territory where we are and decide they're taking over where we are. That's where we are with in this civilized world right now. Civility is turned upside down with these people who decide that they're going to make their fucking ass become a cultural norm. Okay? So if you are able to see what I am saying, take up your book, your Bible, read 1 Corinthians 2, read that entire chapter, because you will see, oh, they are coaxing you to accept Jesus Christ and show you about how the Spirit, the Holy Ghost work and all them kind of things. And you believe those stuff, and you get to these places where these Bible are telling you jerkish stuff, and you accept it and say, let God be true and every man be a liar. What God is that? You are to be true. The one in the Garden of Eden? If you think the God that the Bible say is a spirit God, if you think that is true, and God is perfect, God is all-knowing, God predestined things and stuff like that, and you see those things in the Bible where you can't understand, you will never father them, and they want to tell you, you know, you know, when Jesus come, you know, you will know all things. But then write that in the Bible that Jesus already give you all things freely right now in your lifetime now. But yet still they'll preach it to you and talk in the Bible to you. that, oh, yeah, you know, when Christ comes, then you will see all things clearly. So they tell you one place in the Bible that you are seeing all things, is all things is given to us already in the Bible. But they turn around in the Bible and tell you it's not all given to you yet. And you don't see that. You don't see it. But if your mind was working naturally, you would find out that they are repeating and they are contradicting, telling you one thing here and go back someplace else and forget that they tell you the opposite to what they are telling you over there, and you don't find out. So it's a critical dysfunction that is created when your mind is not natural. When your mind is not functioning naturally, it means you are making error and you don't know. That's what happens when your mind is not working naturally. Naturally, your mind will register everything. When they are saying that you are to function on a intangible level, when the intangible function of your mind is unnatural, you're in serious trouble. And what you're reading in the Bible and the lies that they are telling, right, they're trying to get you to come around to accept those lies that they write in the Bible. So when you read real history, you will not regard real history. You will believe what is in the Bible. And you don't know that your mind is infected with linguistic virus that they tell you in the Bible that you don't recognize. Your mind can never be unnatural and function well in any way. Go and search for yourself, because what I'm saying may sound very, very strange and maybe foolish. They'll even tell you that the unnatural mind don't see the things of God, don't discern the things of God. The very lie that they're telling you, they're calling it the things of God. When your mind is unnatural, they are saying your mind is filled with God, filled with Jesus, when your mind is unnatural. When your mind should be natural to understand truth in language, and your mind is not doing that because they tell you, liar, sir, and go lie over there, sir, and you don't find out because you have to believe everything that's in the Bible in order to, you know, to be accepted of God. And it is definitely not true. And the entire world is functioning like that. All right. So, it's what I was saying to you about you don't know what you're missing. You see, how long have I believed what the Bible says about your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things of God? I was believing it from I was a boy, at 7 years of age. The fact is, I didn't know what I am believing in. When you're in a state like that, your mind is really damaged unknowingly. My parents don't think, you know, their brain is damaged. They don't think so. And I come up and follow them. And I don't know either. And how can something so out of order be written in the Bible and people of higher learning don't see it? It is a psychological thing. to make somebody fool you. Tell you something that you nod yes to, but you don't know it's a lie. And you are an expert at doing something like that, believing something that's a lie and don't know. Because your brain has a word, virus, statement with virus, and you see it in the desired way, that the influential church preach and tell you, and you never come up to that consciousness yet to find out. You know, like three men saw a star and begin to follow the star to the baby Jesus. Oh, you know, that's another thing that millions of people are affected by. It's not true, but they don't know. And millions of people have died. And those things, you know, condemned their life before they were born. And they come to birth and their parents are Christian and they never come to find out those things. All right. So when your mind is operating like the Bible tells you to, your mind must be unnatural. That makes a Christian an uncivilized person, you know. A Christian is, in every way, shape, or form, a Christian is uncivilized. Because civility that come to earth come by the gods and those who they have used their blood to create as hybrid human being and ethnic group of people, sapien species. And when you don't know that, you don't know what you're missing. And there are many other things in the Bible that carry similar effects like what I am telling you. A whole host of things that a Christian believe are, I'm talking about those who are, you know, who meant to be sincere. They are following a lot of things in the Bible that are, you know, nauseous and very, very evil stuff that you believe you should have no acceptance of those. You don't know what you're missing because you think that, you know, I mean, going to church, like I just listened to on the news, it could be past Sunday. African people in America into a nice, fancy church building. They catch into a fight, become violent in the church because of money. Yes. You know, so the report says, the church report that it is some new members that came to the church that begin to ask questions and causing problems. Right? Now, my friend, when you hear about that now, it's common sense that you will say, well, that's not supposed to happen, but it is far beyond that. It is far beyond that. I would never give an answer to that. Like, just say, you know, it shouldn't happen in the church. I cannot give you an answer like that because I read and know the history of the world and know that church is not a civilized institution. And especially African people, not supposed to be into any church whatsoever. Because we don't have a history for church. You see, but now, these white people get African people in the church. And as long as they plant that thinking that your mind must be unnatural, they got you just about forever, because you're going to believe in any church until you're dead. So you're not going to say what they're, you're going to take what they say, that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things in the Bible. You are super glued to that. And no matter what you see going wrong in the church, you will just know to Satan that our, you know, make people do them thing they're in the church. You won't see nothing wrong with the church. But if I say to you, do you know the difference between BCE era and AD Anno Domini? Do you know the difference? You won't know that. You don't know that. Do you know the difference between the solar calendar and the moon season calendar? Do you know the difference? You know, look, I am telling you these things, and it may sound like I am indifferent and all that stuff. But let me tell you something. I understand why someone would think that about me, because what I'm saying is strange. Strange to me in my half a century of Christian believing. Believing don't bring no knowledge to you, you know. You go to school and you keep on just believing what the teacher, instructor is saying to you, and you don't get knowledge of it. Just believe it and see what you end up to. I assure you, when you go to school and if you learn anything and come out good, it's not believe that you did believe those things. You actually gain knowledge and know how to do those things, of which you can go out in the world and hold your own, get a good job, be self-employed or anything like that, because you learn, you got knowledge. You see, if it were, all right, the difference is you're going to church like as long as I've been, half a century. And what knowledge did I gain about Jesus? Nothing but the same old lie every day, that Jesus died for my sins. And not even the dust of that is true. You see what I mean? So you go to church and you believe the same thing over and over and over and over, and they tell it to you that you should believe it until you're dead. And they eulogize you in the name of Jesus too. So if you don't know that this Jesus, a civilized thing, you will reverence it like it is your God, your Savior, and it is the Son of God. You don't know how stupid the notion is about the Son of God and God begets a son. Why God didn't have a mother? You know, our history says about the King of heaven and earth. It's not what you read about in the Bible. These Sodomites write that in the Bible because they want us to believe those nonsense. They learn about King of heaven and earth from history, not from a Bible. This is not from a Bible. I want to tell you some more things, so I will have to move on. But before I move on, let me tell you about in what is in our brain that is making us think properly. And that's naturally healthy, thinking healthy. If this bothered me in such a way, it bothered me in such a way that, you know what? I would like to go, you know, up into the, you know, I would like to go up into the sky with a loud speaker and tell the world these evil things that are written in the Bible, that all it does is destroy our brain. This is the way our brain works, my friend. Naturally, not unnaturally. And you look up the two words in the dictionary, natural versus unnatural, and look at the difference of those definitions. There's a lot in them to learn, because the definitions of these words are many, and you have to know the difference, how the language tells what it tells about words and meaning of things. You have to know that. I call it word science process. We have to know the word energy, the word science, in the definitions that we often have to go by. Now, if the church that we are going to as African people, it is because these white people deceive us by bringing in a different notion about life, the human life. And they don't make no distinction to let us know that the human life is a civilized life, because they only have a little of civility, because they rape our species. That's what they do. That's why they have a little civility right now. We don't know that. I mean, who was going to tell me? This thing happened a long time ago, 100,000 years ago. And we don't have anybody today, because these guys over the past 2,000 years, they like drive us into the dark dispensation that they created. They are the one that created dark ages, these white people. And what I've been trying to show people is that white people are not coming from civilized beginning. They are coming from ape, like walking upright man. That's where they're coming from, and commit a lot of interbreeding wrongfully. And that's why African people turned into idiots. Okay? When I say into idiots, I'm not like, you know, like trying to say it to you. I'm talking about myself, because I tell you all the time about, you know, my church life from age 7, a boy, right? And the life that I live until I'm over 50. Before I begin to read and find out, oh, there is something to read that contrasts what the Bible is saying. I wouldn't know that all of that time. I'm living from a boy until I'm adult, and don't know the knowledge of my indigenous beginning. I do not know. I don't know the vernacular. I don't know where we are coming from. I don't know. But something happened between the two human species. And all they do is write things to confuse us. And the amount of stuff that we believe today, a lot of us, like I know to be true, too many of us die in our ignorance. Okay? We die in our ignorance and the light of civilization stops shining on us. We just talk and carry on and go to church. And going to church, all it does is it stops our mind from thinking naturally. We are thinking unnaturally. That's why we believe all of these own bunch of dingy fly, you know, I mean, fly blowing stuff, what they write in the Bible. Okay? And if you are to ask them question about it, they cannot answer it. You see, because they bury us up into mundane things, you know, things we eat and drink every day and have, you know, good clothes and nice car or something like that. That's where we are buried up. You see, so they don't care anything about the heavens on the earth in a spiritual sense. They don't care. And that's where they drag us down to and now say they are ruling the world. I am telling you, my friend, we need to get out of this. So now we don't know what we're missing with the belief in Jesus. We don't know. Because we don't know where them, we don't know where they are coming from. But then you'll hear people say, oh, there is a black Jesus. And you will think, what are they talking about, a black Jesus? It's like black people want to have a better life. Why are they talking about they have a black Jesus? No, but indeed, there is no Jesus, period. You know, and it is not good to say there is a black Jesus, because what we ought to do is dump the word Jesus or Jesus Christ. Dump the whole sound of Jesus, because Jesus is invented out of what they call a black man. And back in time, there was no even letter J, the linguistic people said. Back to 2,000 or more years ago, there was no letter J. English language is a young language, and being, you know, revised or added to, so that there was no letter J back 2,000 years ago when they were in Palestine doing all the evil things to the African people. There is the history there, and we don't know it. So when they realize that we don't know anything about our history, just like if, you know, you don't have a birth certificate, you know, what is going to happen to you if you don't have a birth certificate? All right. So it is, if we don't have our history, my friend, we don't know ourselves. And if you don't have anybody trying to rob you, you probably could live out your life and okay. But that's not the case. We have these white people here, and we don't know where they come from. And we don't know where we come from. You see that? And if you hear somebody saying something going against the state that we are in and rebelling and, you know, let's say talking some things that are making sense, you don't want to hear that, because, you know, nobody cannot, you know, change your mind from God and the Son, the Father of Jesus Christ. Nobody can change your mind from that. Because they don't put it inside, the virus inside of our brain, that we must not let go of Jesus. Because guess what? We have not been hearing anything except that. We don't hear no history or anybody seriously talking about history. We don't hear none of that. And it's gonna be a very, very hard and turbulent thing for our minds. We were not designed to go through what we're going through right now. You know, and it's like I am just, you know, I am lucky, because if I say I'm blessed, you might think, then why aren't you blessed too? Well, all of us are created blessed. But the situation that we are going through in the world here, to wake up to the understanding of our creation on this planet. It's not Bible. It's not hearsay. It's real certified academic history. The Bible has no academic certification in nothing at all that it is speaking about as a creation by a God. None of it is true. And I'm telling you as I know it, unless we retard our thinking, or what we'd call it now, know that you got to go back and start reading your history. That's what I mean to say. You are not going to inherit no eternal life in what the Bible is telling you. You're just not. Jesus Christ is for the white people, them are sodomites. They are the only one that need Jesus Christ. Not us. So, you don't know what you're missing when your mind is not on the right thing. You forget. You don't know what you're missing until you remember that you need to do such and such. But as long, it doesn't matter how important that thing is. If your memory don't serve you right now, that you need to act upon this. This date right here, or anything that you need to do. If you don't remember it, tomorrow morning you sleep and wake up, and you say, oh my God, I should have done that yesterday. My friend, you have got to know the difference when somebody is talking nonsense to you from when they are actually making sense. And it's for you to have the confidence in what makes, well, first to know what makes sense. If you don't know what makes sense when somebody's talking it, well, you don't stand a chance at getting out of nonsense. You see? And you are going to be used in all kind of different ways because you really don't know what makes sense and what don't make sense. You know, that is the basic thing that we're supposed to know, is what makes sense for what don't make sense. And that will help us to grow up into knowledge. But if when we forsake knowledge for believing, that never really make you know anything, you're done. All right, my friend. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Now, I still didn't tell you, this is the part of our brain that we are dealing with and what we know that the brain is doing for us. All right. All right. First of all, we're going to go with two sections of our brain. One part is cerebrum and the other part is cerebellum, okay? So just think about this. The largest part of the brain, cerebrum, is the largest part of the brain. So, you know, it has a lot more work to do. When you look at this thing as a picture, you know, you can see, you know, you can't make any sense of this besides just know that that's your brain. And you got one, right? And I see this big portion on the head from the forehead come right around to the back, and you see a portion back there in different color. It's like about the cerebrum is like about maybe seven times more than the cerebellum. Yeah, the cerebrum is the biggest part of the brain. And when you look at, you know, this, it's shaped like when I make some flour dumpling, right? You first, you know, throw the flour in the pan and throw water on it and knead it up until it become a dough, right? You make it up into a dough, and then you can shape it into any form you want. So basically, that's how the brain is, that's how it the picture of it is like a big piece of dough that somebody just, you know, draw lines in it, the top, and do all kind of, you know, all different kind of markings, you know, going in different ways. And underneath that, now going to the spinal cord, underneath is the cerebellum, I think. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you now about our brain and whatever, you know, what the Bible is telling you, that your brain, your mind, your thinking, right? Well, interchangeable, right? This is where our mind and thinking come from, right? In the brain. True? Yes. And whatever you are thinking, nobody can see, because even if you have mouth and you can't talk, nobody can hear what's going on in the brain. And just like your nostrils, if the pipes running from your nostril down to your lungs, if it's not in order, if it ever become irregular and what you call it, unnatural in its function, you won't be able to breathe right. What the Bible is telling us now, you look at these pictures, like I'm looking at it right now, and you look at the head and the neck of a civilized human being, because I'm only dealing with civilized human beings, okay? Look at it and you will see, when we are not able to breathe, what happens to us? Are we natural or are we unnatural then? We are in an unnatural state. If you know, a lot of times people have nasal problem and things like that. What happens when they are not able to breathe right? I mean, that happens to me all the time, where, you know, nasal passage, you know, kind of black. So a difference between when, oh, I'm breathing just smoothly, I'm all right, you know. But oftentimes, I am having semi-block, you know, like a bit of coal is like in my head or in the passage, and I want to blow my nose or something like that. What I'm trying to say to you, any natural condition is when everything is going all right. When a Bible tells you, when a Bible tells you that your mind has to be unnatural to understand the things of God, they know that they're filthing on you. Why people know that? When they tell you about wise men follow a star, they're shitting on you. That's what white people do. Because now we think the Bible is, you know, a holy book and stuff like that. The Bible is far, I mean, don't even bother talk about the distance. The Bible has never started a distance where you would think that it's good for you to digest. None at all. Since I come and begin to read the Bible now in the most serious way that I can read and understand something. When I tell you this, my friend, it may sound very, very like blasphemous to you, but that's what I would have thought when I didn't read. But remember, all the days of your life, that you're a Christian. Listen to this question. Before you become a Christian, do you remember how you became a Christian? I remember as a boy, oh, I became a Christian. And I can tell you, I didn't know dust about what Christianity is. Besides, I believe everything that they're saying. You see, I wasn't able to read and to pick up a different sense of things. No, I wasn't able to do that. Because I don't know if I was writing my name at that time at age 7. Probably I was. I don't remember. But I can tell you throughout the rest of my growing up, you know, into puberty, I wasn't able to write and read and know things. Seriously. Yeah. Growing up into puberty. I wasn't reading to understand things at that level and to make distinction between stuff. Like I said, I'm behind 50, going up to 60. When I really get into my highest conscious self and how to follow directions and stuff like that. Serious about that. Yeah, it took you know, about half a century. Good. So what I'm trying to say to you is this, that cerebrum, what it does to us, comparing to what the Bible is telling us, listen what the academic definition says. This is dictionary, right? Telling us, giving us the diagram for, and pointing out the different parts. Let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, but there is a principle for brain function. You know, different section of our heads where, you know, the first brain function above our left eye in the forehead takes it's that's where attention thinking lies. You see, attention. Your attention on your thinking, right? When a thought is coming into you, that's where it comes through to gain access, you know, to the entire functioning. All of these brain function as one system, okay? They do different things. Your brain do different things for us in memory and you know, yeah, I can't tell you all of them, but you know all of the functions that make us do what we do. They are different different parts of our brain that do these functions for us, and we must keep healthy. You must eat well and stuff like that. When the Bible is telling you, I'm telling you, you is something for you to get in a rage. I don't mean to like violent rage, but you have to be very angry about the fact that a Bible is telling you that, I mean, getting you to throw garbage into your brain. That's what they're doing. They're trying to get you to poison your brain by telling you, you know, I mean, to go taking carbon dioxide, go inhale carbon dioxide, you know, something like that. Because there is just no way. You see, people die in their car if they go in there and lock themselves from their car and take in, you know, exhaust poison and kill them. That's what the Bible is doing. The Bible is actually telling you to go in your car and, you know, keep your car running and use a hose and bring in the exhaust into your car while you are in there. And go fall asleep. You'll never wake up. What the Bible is telling us about Jesus never exists, and it's criminal stuff they're saying. If we were reading, we would find out that Jesus is a criminal character. That's all it is, a character. And they use this character like it is a son of God. Now, if you knew background history about these white people, you'd know that Jesus is not a possibility at all. You see what I mean? And when they said they are ruling with government, you'd know it's not true. But we don't know the history. We do not know the history. And look, they are very vulnerable right now. You see, because it's only because we don't know the history and we are afraid of them. Because they are government. They can call police and go lock you up. But I want to tell you, if they know that you are capable of defending yourself and put them in trouble, they're going to find a way to get rid of you. Whether or not in life or in death, but they are not going to face you with what you have to say because you're too capable. And that's going to be something that they cannot stand because they are, you know, like the gas in the tank, you know. You're running off the gas in the tank, right? So you will keep on driving as long as you have gas in the tank. If you begin to talk to these people about the history of the world, the civilized history, they will run from you. They will run. Because indeed, we are getting to the point where they are going to run or get blown away by a tornado before they get to run, right? Because I'm telling them now, warning them to get out of our territory. And they may think, oh, what is he talking about? Well, they will find out what I'm talking about, right? Because they are uncivilized. They steal everything we have, and they don't run away from where they steal our things. They stay right there, and we must find some other way to live. That's what they do. That's what they have done. And little by little, they will reduce to nothing. Little by little, these white people will vanish to nothing. That's exactly what's going to happen to them. Because the earth has been furnished with the labor of the gods. It came to South Africa and go all around this earth and do marvelous things. What these sodomites do is, in what they do in taking control, they write a Bible where God tell Adam and Eve to control things. Is it them? Is it them that the Christian Bible is talking about? God said they are to control all things in the water and everywhere. It must be them. But in civilization, we are the hybrid people that the gods created with their blood. And what they did was come and exercise their criminal nature on our people and rape them. Is the worst thing that you can do to a woman is rape her and impregnate her. You know, I mean, put on top of it. You know? If you're not impregnated, well, you know, I mean, it's not good to be raped. It's not good at all. But when you are raped, and you are going to carry a baby for the rapist, the rapist? Oh, no. You know, that is not supposed to happen. That's what these white people do. And why they're following us the way they do and say, talk all kind of, sodomite, uncivilized stuff in a Bible. And, you know, they don't ask us no permission to write a Bible or nothing like that about us. They don't have, they have absolutely no authority to write about African people. Write a Bible and use our character. They are fucking assholes so mad that they don't think they're wrong to do us these things. All right, but I am going to tell you what our brain is for, and you need to review when they tell you in a damn Bible that you, your mind must be conditioned and you must see things unnaturally. They're telling you to fuck asshole. That's exactly what the Bible is telling you to do. Fuck asshole. Obama, get the Supreme Court to make law to fuck asshole. And according to them, legally. You see what I mean? If you know where we are coming from in history, you don't tolerate these kind of stuff from nobody at all. But now you're under it and you don't know what it is. Go throughout the world, you see a whole lot of young African men. And all they can do is talk and do nothing about what's going on. Because guess what? They are buried up under what our ancestors before us, what they succumbed to. They succumbed to these people raping us, getting talking baby, until all of them are talking now. And none of us, it doesn't matter how mighty and strong any of us are. You know, you look at they with money, those of us with money. Look at what we do. Look at Oprah Winfrey. Look at all of these other guys who are movie star and stuff like that. African people I'm talking about. They got money. They have the power that they can do a lot of things they want. But they just don't know what to do. Well, I don't have no money, you know, to be regarded as a wealthy person that, you know, I can easily do certain kind of things. These white people don't expect that African people will ever rule themselves again. They don't think so. They don't think so. But what I read and know, that's not the way the script read. You see, they think that they come here and they're going to come here with them fucking assholes. This is Timothy Aldred here, and I don't see that in the blueprint. The world is your textbook. Don't tell us nothing like that. The world is your textbook. Don't say white people come from civilized origin. It doesn't say that. All right. Let me tell you what is in the hybrid people in your brain, beneath your skull. We were never flat-faced man of Kenya like these white people. That's where they come from. Sodomites. They come from monkey. That's where these white people come from. Want to challenge? Of course, come with the challenge. Now, I'm telling you, all I have to say, they must get out of every territory we have because they don't business in none of them. In none of them. And they are subject to demolition by the God's power. They only want us to come to our senses. Well, I come to that sense that I'm supposed to have. And that's what I'm talking about. So I don't care if they are in the billions or trillions of them. They don't belong to our species. They don't belong to anywhere we are. And that's all there is to it. So when you see one, two, or three or four of us begin to talk this way, You just know there is something behind it. The tornado, they say, on report, coming, shifting towards the east. Something is happening. You know, they're playing down the value of the tornado, these white people. They're going like I know nothing. But you know what? The time is going to come. Are those people who have experienced tornado, you know, tornado's effect, they know that that's not something to play with, because in most cases, you don't have a second chance of survival, okay? Because by the time, you know, you are going to be caught between very, very hard stuff blowing up and colliding, and you get caught up into that, you know, a lot of people don't make it out of that. They don't make it out of that. So all your churches and all that, you know, and you see where the Pope is there in Rome, is our place. And you look at all these architecture and the remains of the columns. You see, the columns and the some of them, they hardly have the lintels and stuff like that. But you see these strong, you know, like concrete-like looking pillar and post. These white people take them all over. It's our buildings, but they take it over like it is theirs. These are not fucking white people. I saw them tan. Them a criminal from they were evolving millions of years ago. That's where they come from, right? We are afraid to tell them. Why are we afraid to tell them? Because from long time, they started with our ancestors who they beat down, and they didn't know that we are not designed to be like that. You know, we don't design to be like that. Take away what we have and say it's theirs. You know, you're playing with fire. You're playing with disaster. You're playing with what you can't handle. You don't do that to us. You do not do that to us. You see what I mean? Don't do that to us and think that you're going to stay your fucking ass and talk about your marrying fucking ass people in our territories for the rest of our lives. Get out. Get out with your fucking ass. There is no civilized people that fuck us all. And you want to be out there and say you are civilized people, more civilized than the African ethnic hybrid people? It doesn't matter what happened in our lives. We are a genetic creation people by the great immortal gods. What they do is nothing that you sodomite people should think that you can take over for yourself. You don't do that, because guess what? They allow you to go as far as you want to go until you can't go no more. And guess what? After that, you will reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. Because being uncivilized is no kind of asset at all, and that you are going to like build up, you know, your own uncivilized world, and you don't care about the government that exists before your time. But you are going to set up your own government now and say you make the law of the land now. You don't care about what you read as history. You don't care. You will care. And I don't know who's going to cry a tear. Now, so I'm telling you what the largest part of our brain, the largest part of our brain, it is divided into two hemispheres or halves called the cerebral. The cerebral. Yes. Are relating to the brain or the intellect. The cerebral. Not cerebrum. I didn't know what I was missing. I was missing the real thing. Yes. The cerebral, relating to the brain or the intellect. You hear that? The intellect. Of relating to, affecting, or being the cerebrum. Cerebral or being the cerebrum, the cerebral. Edema. The cerebrum, cerebral. Yes? Cerebrum, cerebral. Edema. Cerebral arteries 2A appealing to intellectual perception. Cerebral drama B primarily intellectual in natural here, natural, it can, you see, it's talking about your mind, you know, it says in natural cerebral society, books for cerebral readers. You hear that? Okay. All right. Let's look at cerebellum. Cerebellum. All right, let's get what? The cerebellum. This part of the brain is important for making postural adjustments in order to maintain balance. Your body, you see, your body, where your body turns and stuff like that. So this, you know, cerebellum, this is the kind of important thing, you know, your posture, you know, keep your body posture. Through its input from vestibular receptors, you hear that? You see, all those things inside of our brain there, right? And anyhow, you're not thinking right, my friend. There's a lot of things that are missing you. So when I said to you about what are you missing, when somebody tell you a lie to get something happening, right? You're going to help them out with something. If they lie to you about something and they can get a benefit out of you by lying to you, this is the thing is, when you begin to follow something that is wrong, your mind gone unnatural. So why do they say your mind is to be unnatural to understand the things of God? Be far from it. The things of God are not things for you to stumble over. No. But that's what they are telling you, though. So it shows they get you to close your eyes and walk straight into the vehicle that is coming on and tell you that you will be all right. When they tell you that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned, you know, and the things of God don't make sense to those who are natural mind. Oh, how can that be? You see what I mean? So if we don't understand that these white people come here to destroy us worse than what they have done before, they're trying to get us out to become sodomites. You might think it's a joke I'm making. You think Christianity is not a sodomite, I mean, institution. You think Christianity is a good thing. It never was never, ever a good thing. Because none of what they are saying about God and Jesus is true. Nothing. So, through its input from vestibular receptors and proprioceptors, wow, it modulates, commands, motor neurons to compensate for shifts in body position or changes in load upon muscles. Did you hear that? Okay, all right. I hope you get it, my friend. I hope you get what I said. I wanted you to understand when you are not getting something, when something is not coming your way. You see? When something not coming your way, you don't know what you're missing. And so, I am telling you now how important it is to understand yourself and know that when we are into the church, we will not read our history. We will not. And we get these sodomite people, they are going on like they are not sodomite. They're going on like, you know, it's only some of them are sodomite. All of them are sodomite. It's their culture. Why do they come here and make the entire world want to marry fucking ass? Why would you marry people because of their fucking asshole? Because you want to fuck the asshole, it's pure filth supposed to come out of it. And they are now, I mean, leading us to everlasting desolation with this sodomite fucking ass homosexual stuff. You don't see what they're doing in Genesis 19? You don't see? All right. I wanted to tell you a little about what they have done, and let me get this out the way because I don't have a whole bunch of time left, about another hour. Hominid, and these are the white people who don't want to tell you where they come from, but that's what the world is textbook says. And you better start take the message to them because they don't want to tell you anything. Ask them. They are hominid. They were always gay, forced, fucked, crossbreed, sapien, and seize legacy. And they become the Forbes, you know, wealthiest. You see what I mean? It's them. But the reason why we see them is because of their forced crossbreeding of our ancestors. And now we think it's all right to marry them. And they take control of everything that we have here. And Africa over there, they push Africa one side and pay Africa money because Africa was good to them, sell us to them as slaves. Come on, man. All right, here we go. Elmore Boiling, But this Elmore Bulling, whose brothers called him Buddy, was a kind of one-man economy in Lodisboro, Alabama. He leased a plantation where he had a general store with a gas station out front and a catering business. He grew cotton, corn, and sugar cane. He also owned a small fleet of trucks that ran livestock and made deliveries between Landisboro and Montgomery. At his peak, Bullins employed as many as 40 people, all of them black like him. One November day in 1947, a group of white men showed up along the stretch of Highway 80, just yards from Bolin's home and store, where he lived with his wife, Bertha May, and their 7 young children. The men confronted him a section of the road he had helped lay and shot him 7 times, 6 times with a pistol and once with a shotgun. A shotgun blast to the back. Family rushed from the store to find him laying dead in a ditch. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land. That's what these sodomites, these people who shot this man, this African man, he's not a black man, please. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. You understand that? That Christian thing that you think? Go read your history and you'll find out no Christ not in there. No spirit God not in there. Uncivilized, humanid, gay, Puritan Christians. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. John Mason declared, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn. That is the God of the Bible. Laughing the sodomite white people, them enemies who are the African people. What did we do them to be enemies? Oh, they fuck us and get talking baby from us and turn the world upside down.
and in and then later on come to the West and take away everything we have, talking about imperial colonialism, and none of us is able to defend ourselves. So they do what they want. So now they have a Bible called the Word of God, the Holy Bible, come from this same kind of philosophy that they're talking here, right here. Okay? That's what the Bible is. The Bible is their book. All right? So it says, yes, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them fiery oven. They are telling you what they have done to us. And we probably don't see a lot of that here today, but they was doing it like back in the early 60s or 50s or back there. Okay, thus did the Lord judge among the heathen, filling the place with dead bodies, Siegel and Steinbach, Puritans, Indians, and Manifest Destiny. And this is a big document for you to Google and read for yourself. Yes, converting the pagans, we are African pagans, of course. And they are using it like it is something that is vile and something that is not good. That, you know, they are stigmatizing us with our own virtues. Yes, converting the pagans for God, dear sodomite God they're talking about, was acceptable to the Puritans. But killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. What are we doing with white people? We're telling us to our face what they are doing to us. Why? Can you tell me why? They have AD Anno Domini, 1220 AD. From them, they have laws, penalty of death if we don't become Christians, to confiscate all what we have and kick us out from anywhere that we live. They have law to do that until this day. And nobody tell them that it is not a law that they have. Nobody tell them. Now, I'm telling them, AD Anno Domini is not law. They're fucking body people, them, and none of them is exempt. None of them is exempt. They come here and talk about them making law. How can they come into African settlement and say they are making law for black people to fuck each other's ass? They don't have any sense. And poor us, may we develop some sense now to know that it is not government law that they are using. The only government law that is known on planet Earth is kingship government. That's all there is. It's in the world, it's a textbook. Send these fucking ass white people back where they come from. And whenever we get our heads straight, we'll get the gods, Zeus, Enki, Enlil, and the King of Heaven. They will applaud us when we will develop and have good sense. Our cerebral and our cerebellum. That's right. When we get it straight, my friend, it will be a complete different thing. Get them and their Bible and their Christianity back to where they get fuck their ass up in Europe, not in our territory. And I mean, not one, but everyone that they are in, they are demanded to leave it. Leave our territory. Get your Pope from out of St. Peter's Basilica. It's not your place. That's right. May the evils out of the skies come down on them. Other things that they do to destroy us is the history with our calendar and our way of life. They come here with Christianity and got us worshiping and celebrating Easter. These things, I'm telling you, get out of our territory with Easter, with your Christian Easter. Get out! You see what I mean? When you see what these sodomites have done simply because they fuck our ancestors and get talking babies, that's who they are today, the talking babies. They are the one who's killing us. If you're out there and you're afraid of them, you need to get over it. You know, stop afraid. Because they know it's because we are afraid of them and we don't know anything. That's the reason why they kill us. Yeah. So I want to let you know about what they have done. We have
I had my thing here cut out for me, and it seemed like I am, okay, I should be able to find it, but
what I want to tell you is, everything we have as civilized information, they like to come in and dismantle what we have. Yeah, and the calendar and matters concerning the calendar, they like to come in. They come in and they're going to write something that challenges the calendar. Yeah. Yes, that's what they do. They challenge the calendar. We have a book that is called The Book of the Dead, right? Yeah. The Book of the Dead. And you would be surprised to see what they do with it. They have to write a different version of the Book of the Dead, or which is called the Book of Enoch. I think that's the book they call the Book of the Dead. All right. And I want to show you what they have done with confusing our generation with our own literature. Let you know that, look, if you don't get up and begin to put these people out of our territory, you must call for putting these people out of our territories. That's what you must be about. You can't want these honest fucking white people talking about they take over our country and all that kind of stuff. Doesn't make any sense, man. Okay. Good. Now I think I find what I've been looking for here. Okay. And this is it now. Okay. 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 Now, what they did, okay, I still seem like I
I still have a little hitch here. A little itch with my thing. I guess. Somehow, I made a slip with the page that I want to tell you about. Okay, what if I have it here now? Okay, I think I got it now. The Egyptian, listen to what I'm going to tell you now. What we have for ourselves, anything of Egypt, these white people have nothing to do with it. They need to be kicked out of everywhere we are. We are, you know, we are. They're supposed to. Because they're making laws to wed to us honest fucking people into our territory, and we just cannot afford that. We must not allow them to do that no more. We must rebuke them out. You see what I mean? And I'm going to tell you, can we put up with them come and change our information like it belongs to them? These honest fucking sodomite homosexual people, that's what they've been doing. And it is written in our history that they do it. Okay? So listen to this. When it comes to, they do it because they take, extract things from us, concept from us, and put it into their Christian literature or in their Bible. That's what they do. Well, we don't have any of us. Oh, they forbid us to speak about our own history. These white people, what you see here. Right now, they have laws that prevent us from speak about our own self. If you're into one of these social networks, Facebook and these places here, YouTube and stuff like that. They don't want us to talk about ourselves. You know what I mean? The gods up there must be laughing. They're talking about, to them God in the Bible, they say, laugh at his enemies and his people enemies. And they're laughing at us. But I mean, who can be laughing? They don't have any God that is laughing at all, right? So now, the things that we are facing and been facing, but nobody now pay no attention to it. We have, well, by maybe force that we can't resist, submit to these faggot white people. Who say they have government to police us? All right. So is everything that come from above, they take it over and to establish their sodomite establishment. And we don't have anywhere. No. I mean, who is laughing here? It cannot be their sodomite God. We don't know where he make Adam and Eve at. Now, you listen to this. When it comes to, they want to tell people about the next life after death in Christianity. They don't have, white people don't have any right to establish Christianity in the Western Hemisphere. So that's where they better get out. Get out of the Western Hemisphere. All of what they're talking about as business and all that, it's not theirs. AD and Adamani was always a fraud.
from the very start, it is a fraud. We don't, look, we are not concerned about what them want to do except get out of our territory. If they think that they are going to be allowed to own the world and we go perishing under them, no, they need to go drop their pants and look at their asshole. That's what they need to do. That is what they need to do. They don't need to do anything else because cannot come in the Western Hemisphere with their sodomized and civilized self and come out. They have law. They didn't know no law up in Europe. They did not. So who you think is going to sit here and let them go by, do whatever they want to do without they get a blast and the tornadoes coming tomorrow? You know what I mean? Yes. Now, this is what they do. Keep on monkeying because they come from monkeys. Okay? This is what they do. I'm going to read it to you. I hope I can read it. Look is an attack. And us who don't do these fucking monkeys anything, we do them nothing. And they're going to twist our literature to say what they want, like they burned the library in Alexandria. Look at what they do. I'm letting you know because there's no way they have a bridge to cross my water. They don't have none, right? We have our government, and they better, I mean, go, look. Go back up in Europe. Go fuck into their shit. Go back up there. That's what they're supposed to do. Go back to Europe and fuck your shit. Yes, go pass law up in Europe to fuck your shit. They would like us to not have anything to say. Don't want our own government. Yeah. And we allow them to feel like, oh, they own everything right now. They can't prove that. Not in the world is a textbook. And nothing that they talk about as federal law. What is this federal law? You know, it has nothing to do with our civilization. The first civilized human law that is created by Sumerians for humans, right? They don't have nothing to do with civilization, and we are allowing them to talk about they have government. Let these fucking, gorillas. White people come from gorillas. Okay? And their crossbreeding that make them look like mankind is their criminal acts on the Neanderthals. That's where it comes from. What do they have up in Europe that say they have any kind of a civility? Nothing. All right. If you think it is a joke, the gods be a witness. You know what? It's not a joke. So here we have our own information, and they come in and take it over for themselves and push us out of the way. Now, I'm going to see who is laughing. It says here, it says about the kings or those who rule in Egypt about and their after death, things that happen, and how they go up to the heavens and become immortal, right? Now, the Egyptian book of the dead has not reached us in the form of a cohesive book. And why not? Have yet to be told. But there is such compilation. Truly existed, rather, he says what? He says, the Egyptian book of the dead has not reached us in the form of a cohesive book. assuming that a composition that might be called a book truly existed, right? Rather, it has been collated from the many quotations from it that cover the walls of royal tombs. But a complete book did reach us. Listen to this. A complete book did reach us from ancient Egypt. And it shows that an ascent heavenward to obtain immortality was deemed connected with the calendar. Right? So look now. These sodomite white people, they want some of this because they want to put some immortality into Christian belief. You see, that's how they lead the civilized world astray. Look at what they're going to do. The book we refer to is the Book of Enoch, an ancient composition known from two sects of versions. Do you hear this? They're not supposed to be no two versions, but, you know, and even to the reason why the book was delayed from coming into a compilation, who knows? It is suspected that they're the ones who screw up the information putting together in a volume, one volume. See, now you're seeing two books are showing up, and one come from Ethiopia, right? An Ethiopic, one that scholars identify as one Enoch or Enoch one, and the Slavic version that is identified as two Enoch two. Now, my friends, listen. There is more for me to tell you about this, but I don't have a lot of time right now. What to tell you is this. This is the problem that we have here. That these white people and us are not cousins. They don't belong to us. They come from a different species. And what they do to be talking is because they defile our species. They have nothing to do with us and who we are and where we settle. But they come here with their asshole cock up telling about they have law, A.D. and a Domini in the year of our Lord and of Jesus Christ and everything that mingle up with God from up in the sky. No, you mean none of our folks read well enough, better than me, to see that we allow these people. Not that the fact that Africa don't care about us. We must care about ourselves. And I tell you what, that's all we need. Like right now, I'm not looking for anybody to help me talk. I am talking because authorized to talk, and these sodomite fucking ass European gorillas. They are from Gorilla. They have nothing to do with us. It is time to use the kingship power and might on them. You see what I mean? Because when we don't have anything, they have everything. They control everything. If we take authority, well, we have what is ours. And look, they are illegal. They are illegal, but we have kept silent. and allow them to do what they want to do. But if we can shine the light on the truth, see where they're stealing everything from us, where they don't have no business. See, they are in Palestine right now. But Jesus' nativity scene and all those kind of stuff that they're putting down all over our plate. We know better now. So this is what they do. And I'm showing you. Why are they writing a book of Enoch for themselves and say whatever they want to say? Listen to me. Christianity is a sodomite infection, and it don't belong in our territory. And from right now, I invoke the gods to help us with you know, I mean, putting these people out of our territory. Let us live our lives and renew ourselves with the word of our history that belongs to our God. We need that. We don't need these faggot people them all over us talking all this thing about Jesus Christ. Now, we know better. We know better. Okay? When the enemy come down, who is talking the truth of our God, they will lift up a standard against these fucking asshole white people. And if they think it's going to go down the way they have it, they make a sad mistake. You see what I mean? Because they can't handle the stuff that the God send down here. Two spots of rain, you know, they can't even stand up to that. We want the gods to be for us. And once we are proven that we belong to the gods, not them, and say, hey, get out, then they will find out what it is to try and stay when we say get out. If when they come here and talk about we must become Roman citizens and all that, they're going to find out what is it that they have been doing. They don't have any sense. They are not civilized. None. The World Institute textbook is there to prove that these people come from monkeys. They come from monkeys. They never have lifetime to talk naturally. They are talking because they are perverted, and they seek a criminal way to exist. That's what they're doing right now. I'm telling you, get out. Just get out, monkeys them. Want to come and come interbreed with us. Look at that little lady gone into the Supreme Court there, marrying to this white sodomite man. And, you know, the world thinks like it's okay to do that. No, that's the reason why black people are being kicked about all around the place. Let's get over with now, right? That's my position. That is the position that I'm given to do. And who don't want to accept it, don't accept it. But that's what the truth is. I will see you again, my friends, in the next edition. Take good care of yourself. And I hope all be good for us. My heart is full to find the truth that I didn't know exists as long as I was in church. So you understand my thing. I don't have anything to honor these white gorillas. We come and take over our place everywhere we are, and we don't own anything. And we must go by their AD Anadamani that they call, you know, that set up immigration service and all this kind of stuff. No. That down to the least thing, we can't do it for ourselves because they own everything. I'm going to show them what it is to fuck ass. And let them know it's their species stuff. It's not ours. We are wise sapien. They are hominid. Homo erectus. What do you call it? subgroups. That's right. Don't come and pollute us and take away everything we have. No. You know what? We still have rights. We still have rights. We still have our government. You got to take away our government from us. And that's what I'm telling you all, right? That's all I have as weapon. The God knows. The tornadoes are coming. I see they are increasing, right? And let them go on and keep their up their fucking ass on our territory. When once I tell them, leave, all bets are off. Be on your way out. See you in the next edition. All the way.